You're listening to the MoneyWeb Now podcast series with Simon Brown. Live streamed every weekday at 6:30 a.m.
Thursday, 9 December. I'm Simon Brown, coming at you live and loud from the MoneyWeb Global Headquarters in Johannesburg, South Africa. On the show today, Metete Tolari, I want to check in on the seasonal effect on our currency. Is there something such as that over the year end as we go into holidays? Anton Lopesha from a fine specialist REIT listing in the petrol service station sector, listing later today, 9 o'clock on LTX. Sean Saunders from Revix, the crypto collapse over this past weekend. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Some morning headlines from MoneyWeb. Why Venn's share price rocketed over 45,000% yesterday. Spoiler, share consolidation. It actually closed bang in the middle of the previous day's move. Business Day, urgent reforms needed to put SA on lasting growth path, the IMF warns. They're looking for structural changes to private investment, job creation, remove things in the way. We spoke with Adrian Saville yesterday around this. I think there's a sense of knowing that stuff needs to be done. The challenge, of course, is doing it. Morning markets, US was green, S&P up a third, NASDAQ up just over a third. Asia, we've got mixed. Sydney's down 0.15% and Sydney's up 0.15%, Tokyo down 0.15%. Commodities mixed overnight, gold 1,783, Brent 76.59, continuing to tick higher, Palladium 1,863, Rand a bit stronger 1,573, top 40 opening call, about 100 points to the green, that's a little over a tenth of a percent, that is 10 cent trades, 1.2% higher in the Hong Kong lunch break.
MoneyWeb Now, on the money. Also available on podcast.
Checking now with Metete Tolari, head FX execution at RMB. Metete, appreciate the time. I was chatting with Petri Rodenhuis on Monday about equity markets, and he spoke about seasonality, how typically our markets rally higher sort of from mid-December through into the new year. It got me thinking, do we see similar? I mean, is there some seasonality that happens in the currency at all?
Good morning, Simon. And look, happy Thursday. We're really edging closer to the end of the year. And I suppose, the Rand has a strong December seasonal effect. I mean, so I'm really in the same camp as Petri. I mean, when we just look at the data, it usually appreciates at the end of the month during the peak of the holiday season. Now, the weakest time for the Rand, according to the analysis that we've done, is in the period from the 14th till the 20th of December. Mm-hmm. And the strongest time for the Rand is in this period after the 20th. Now, looking at the data since 1990, now that's 30 years ago, we find that on average, the Rand tends to weaken in the early part of December before it aggressively rallies from the 20th right into the early part of January. Now, we find that in 77% of these 30 years, the Rand has appreciated between the 20th and the 31st of December on an average about 1.3% Rand gain, which is about, quite significant. Now, this seasonal pattern could be explained by two factors, really. I mean, firstly, the Rand liquidity market really tightens at the end of the year because of the holiday demand for cash. And then secondly, I mean, the structure of a lot of South African companies is such that exporters, which is the likes of the mining houses, tend to be large in nature and so operate throughout the holiday season, whilst the importers tend to be smaller in size and they more likely close, implying a lack of dollar demand. Now, it's not always sunshine and roses because we've had a few key events over the past couple of years that have had an impact, I'll cast your mind back to a few key events in December that have happened that have impacted the Rand. I mean, 2015, we had Nemegate. Obviously, that's through, that December seasonality effect out of range. So we saw the Rand weaken there. We've also seen, on the opposite side, which was also a political issue, Nazareth conference where President Ramaphosa got into power. Mm-hmm. That saw the Rand strengthen. That was one of the key drivers of the Rand strengthening in one of those out-to-out years. Also last year, I mean, if you just remember last year towards this time of the year, we had the U.S. elections where Joe Biden came into effect. And now, you know, this year, you know, the one key risk event that the whole market is looking forward to next week, Wednesday evening, is obviously the Fed announcement and how that could potentially play itself out, and then whether that will see the Rand strengthen or weaken. And obviously now that will also feed into this data that we have as to whether, you know, we're really going to have another year of appreciation as we close off into December, or it's going to be one of those years where the Rand weakens as we close for the year.
Yeah, next Wednesday, I'll be honest, I will already be on holiday, but I take your point. Someone on Twitter said, South Africa's had hard Decembers since 2015, and you start to list them, and there's like one a year. Decembers have been quite wild. We'll leave it there. Matete Tulari, head of FX execution RMB. Some weakening to the 20th, and then strengthening into January. So maybe if you're buying some currency, take that into account. Appreciate the early morning time.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement, and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com. or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.
MoneyWeb now on the money.
Chatting now with Anton Lopesher. He is CEO of Affine. They are listing as a specialist REIT on the AltX later this morning, 9 o'clock, when the market opens. Anton, appreciate the early morning time. A specialist REIT in the petrol service station fraternity is according to the sense announcement. Is this in essence you are landlords here? You're not the operators of the service stations, if I'm understanding correct.
Some of that's 100% correct. Firstly, thank you for the opportunity to address you guys. Yes, that's 100% correct. We are property owners. And perhaps just a quick background where it all started. When I was a young guy, I studied different business scenarios. And I came across the McDonald's principle. In essence, McDonald's is selling hamburgers to pay for properties. That's their business model.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, it's a brilliant idea, and at the time, and I then thought to myself, but at that point in time, I was working for the oil companies as a new site developer or a new service station developer, and I resigned and started Petroland, and that was the principle. I secured properties, developed petrol stations, and rent them to oil companies, and they paid for the properties. And obviously, after the first 10 years, you don't make any money, but once the property is fully paid, then the income stream is clean, and that's where we are today. We are taking 7 of our service stations to the market that's strategically located all over South Africa. Now, 7 is a small number, because bear in mind there are 4,500 service stations in South Africa, but that's the beginning. And that's what we're doing, yes.
And I imagine, typically property's been, it's the high yield, and we'll touch on that in a moment. But, they're a permanent fixture. But I imagine service stations now, of course, but the pandemic changed things for the point. That demand is fairly inelastic. I mean, you're almost, yeah. I never want to say you're certain, but you've got a high level of certainty of that income stream.
That's one of the things I learned now in nobody's mind. I've never envisaged a pandemic. That's what they call the black swan. Envisaged that in my, but one thing is for certain. This business model is pandemic proof. I can put it to you categorically. Not once did a oil company pick up the phone and ask for a rental relief or a rental holiday or anything of that kind. So that's why I'm so bullish about this. And that way I can go to the market and say, guys, this model works. I can promise you.
And then, I mean, obviously there's the service station on site and they're paying. It's my local petrol station's also got an ATM off to the side. There's a Wimpy and stuff as well. Would that be sort of an additional, a secondary revenue stream for yourselves?
Yes, of course, the ATM rentals, but that's a small part of it. Although it is an additional rental stream, there's various types of, we call it alternative profit opportunities, being at the ATMs, being at the Wimpy's, being at a car wash. There's many an example. Yes, but that, in the greater scheme of things, my friend, is not even 5% of our rental income. But yeah, they are additional. That's additional income.
Well, what sort of, have you got a sense of what sort of yield? If memory serves, you're listing at, I think, R3.67, if my memory is right.
Yes.
What sort of yield, forward yield, are you anticipating on that listing price? Because, of course, one of the attractions about REITs is the yield flow.
Yes. We our calculations are based on a minimum of 10% yield on the list price.
Okay.
So, and that obviously that yield, bear in mind the leases escalates annually between 6% and 7%. So that yield, say the list price stays exactly the same, then the yield will obviously escalate annually as the escalation of the leases kicks in. Yeah.
Are you? I mean, you say that initially you'd actually sort of been in this industry. I mean, is there a sense that people are almost knocking on your door to say, "Hey, we're wanting to open a petrol station, but perhaps we need some funding on the land"?
That's exactly the idea. Yeah, funds or funding is always one of the major restrictions to grow this sort of businesses, because bear in mind, these properties are expensive. The smallest one that I've constructed recently is 20 million rand. If you go to the highway sites, you're talking about 100 million plus. So funding is usually an issue, and that's one of the reasons why we're listing. I believe that if I can prove to the market that, you know, that our business model is sound and it's generating the income that we've said, which I can, then I sincerely hope it'll make my life easier in securing funding, because I'm getting new opportunities daily. I think yesterday we got 5 new calls, and there's just no ways we don't play the numbers game. For me, it's quality above quantity. So I pick these sites, as I've said in my CV, in my Petroland days. We've done more than 60 new service stations in South Africa over the last 28 years. And prior to that, when I worked for the oil companies, I did about 40. So on my, I personally was involved for more than 2% of all new service stations that was created in South Africa over the past 30 years plus. So I don't say I know it all, but hell, I paid a lot of school fees.
I take your point in there. We'll leave it there. It's Anton Lopesha, CEO of Affine. Listing later today. Code will be ANI on the JSE. I got to say, I like speciality REITs. We've got Storage, we've got Equitas, we've got a few others. I think it's a nice little niche and worth having a look. And Anton, appreciate the early morning.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.
MoneyWeb now on the money.
Jenny and I with Sean Saunders from Revix, founder at Revix there. Sean, appreciate the time this morning. Bitcoin over the weekend, I saw it on Saturday morning. On Friday evening, it was around $54,000 per Bitcoin. Suddenly, I have a look on Saturday morning, it's $42,000. It's recovered. It's now trading around $50,000. What happened? I mean, was there something, or was this just someone taking profits or volatility that we sometimes see in assets, specifically crypto?
Thanks, Simon. I mean, that's one of the questions that I think everyone's been asking, right? I mean, I looked into this. All the top fund managers that are in the crypto space are looking into this. There isn't really just one reason. I mean, my assumption would be that the new variant has scared the market. You know, that crypto is seen as sort of a risk-on asset class. So when the going's good, when interest rates are really low, when people are and companies are plowing into tech stocks, crypto moves up, and naturally when that all changes, and that seems to be what happened with the variant being announced, the market moved downwards. And that's what seemed to happen. And remember that crypto is really leveraged. There's a ton of debt in the space. People take out incredible amounts of debt to buy crypto through the various leveraged platforms. And that makes it really risky as well, because when a move happens where, crypto moves down, say 5%, that gets exacerbated. And, my plea is to all retail investors out there, please don't trade crypto with leverage. I just know too many people that have been burned.
I'm a trader, and I trade geared product. I don't trade gear crypto. Crypto's enough gearing, sort of, as you say, baked into it. And the market response. I was tweeting about it on Saturday morning and trying to get a sense. And what I did notice is that there was no panic. If this was happening in a S&P 500 or a top 40, there would be panic. The crypto investors, traders were kind of like, they used to this. And if anything, they were probably picking up some cheaper coins.
Well, that's a very good point. Actually, here's a fun fact of the day. The 4 days after that real hard sell-off were the four best days in Revex's history in terms of deposits. So customers came flying in to buy the dip. And really big deposits, really big purchases. And that's what drove the market back up. So those customers that did land up buying the dip, at this point in time, they're obviously smiling. They've made a really good return over a short period of time. But I think, this is part and parcel of this crypto market. Like, is volatility going to go away? No, there's tons and tons of leverage in this space. Go look at sort of the notional trading volumes in the derivative space when you're looking at sort of the crypto scene. And it's just crazy. You are looking at billions and billions being traded every hour, never mind every day. And that's going to remain there, right? There's more platforms emerging that offer leverage. And there's, I always think of the Super Mario game, where Super Mario would run along and sort of jump up and then get all these coins. That's what it's like with some of these leverage platforms. Because when the market volatility hits, whether there's a sharp move up or a sharp move down, the platforms are the ones making the money. Very seldom is it the retail investor. So, I always just say, stay away from leverage in the crypto space. Probably my most important bit of advice.
Yeah, I will echo that. I find an exchange. Let's be quite clear, it was a dodgy exchange. I think I've mentioned before, their FICA requirement was please send us an email address. And they were offering 1,000 times gearing. And I was like, yeah, I think maybe not. And not only were they the one making the money, but I wasn't sure they would be there tomorrow with my crypto. So I left them on their little island there. There's more I want to chat around, but we're going to chat towards the end of the year on a more review. You're running a promotion for guessing the Bitcoin price. Quickly fill us in on that.
Yeah, sure. So go head over to the Revex platform. You'll see the coolest looking set of cufflinks that you'll ever see in your entire life. They're the Bitcoin cufflinks. Go take a look at them. They cost roughly around £300. So they're not cheap. And if you're able to go out, and it's as simple as this, go and guess the Bitcoin price come the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And if you're right, bingo, you're going to win those cufflinks. We've got quite a few to give away. So, we want people just to have a bit of fun in the crypto space. At the end of the day, there is a lot of speculation over the short term. At Revex, we want people to be longer term focused, hence why we offer our bundles. Why not? Speculate over the short term, win some cufflinks, why not?
£300 of cufflinks, those are quite some cufflinks. We'll leave it there. Sean Saunders at Revex, go across to Revex.com, see if you can get the price by the end of the year. I tell you, you could be a million miles out, or you could be on the nose. I'm going to go give it a shot. Sean, appreciate the early morning time. That's it for today. Chatting with Sean there about that Bitcoin sell-off. Were you buying on the weekend? Did you buy the dip? As I said, there was an absence of panic. There was absolutely no panic. Have your vote. Have your say on our LinkedIn and Twitter. Did you buy that Bitcoin dip? If you did, you're handsomely in the money at this point in time. I didn't. I already have some Bitcoin. I was watching it, but I certainly wasn't a buyer. A poll yesterday, we were asking about that huge rally on Tuesday. Are we expecting a Santa rally to close out the year? Petri on Monday was talking about the seasonality effect. Matete as well this morning in the currency. Half of you are saying, yep, Santa rally, most definitely. About a fifth of you were, no, it'll end in tears. Whilst a third of you said, this is crazy. Look, I agree with you. It's crazy, but never knock the market for its craziness. Crazy is perhaps what markets do best. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn or Twitter. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. We're live every weekday morning, the MoneyWeb website and app, 6:30 a.m. Podcast available just after 7. Huge thanks to my team, Eddie, Nobukle, Nicole, to you for listening, my guests for their early morning contributions. My name is Simon Brown. This is MoneyWeb Now. We'll chat again tomorrow.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb Now podcast, posted every weekday at 7 a.m. on moneyweb.co.za. MoneyWeb Now, on the money.